Today, a federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled in favor of two groups that are seeking information about the Energy Policy Task Force that was run by Vice President Dick Cheney. The judge said the Bush administration will have to turn over information about who served on the task force, who met with them, and what they talked about. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The case heard today involved lawsuits filed by two groups, Judicial Watch and the Sierra Club. In filing the suits, the group cited two different federal statutes that they say require the government to make available to the public information about the task force deliberations. After hearing 3 hours of arguments, U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan said he would require the government to release the information. Both the Sierra Club and Judicial Watch called it a major victory. Larry Klayman is the chairman of Judicial Watch.
We're going to be asking for the constitution of the Energy Task Force, how it's made up, who participated on it, what was done, what documents were generated.
This lawsuit is one of a handful Judicial Watch and other groups are pursuing related to the Energy Task Force, which completed its work and was dissolved last year. Judicial Watch filed this suit more than a year ago. The group's success with a Freedom of Information lawsuit already forced the Bush administration to release some information about the task force. Congress is also pursuing the issue. The General Accounting Office, Congress's investigative arm, has filed its own lawsuit seeking information about the task force. And yesterday, a Senate committee led by Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman issued subpoenas to the White House asking for any task force documents that related to Enron. Klayman said the information Judge Sullivan ordered released will have many more details about how the task force operated than previous material.
By getting the documents at the core of what was going on in the White House, we'll have the best snapshot of what was going on with this Cheney Energy Task Force.
The release of this information is just part of preliminary discovery in the Sierra Club and Judicial Watch lawsuits. But the government argued today that this material represents the case's endgame. And Justice Department lawyer Shannon Coffin said releasing the information raised constitutional issues about the president's ability to obtain confidential advice and recommend legislation to Congress. Despite that argument, Judge Sullivan decided to order the government to release the information anyway, and he said he'd be issuing a written order shortly. That ruling represents a setback for the Bush administration in its ongoing quest to keep confidential information about the task force, known formally as the National Energy Policy Development Group, or NEPDG. But Judge Sullivan also ruled that one of the federal statutes cited in the case, the Administrative Procedures Act, or APA, did not apply to either Vice President Cheney or the task force. After the hearing, Justice Department Attorney Shannon Coffin said that was an important concession.
The court agreed with us that neither the vice president nor the NEPDG was an agency subject to suit under the APA. There are other claims that are still in the case against those parties, but this we viewed as significantly narrowing the issues in the case.
Judicial Watch and the Sierra Club say the reason they want information about the task force is to determine how the national energy policy was formulated and what role corporations and special interest groups played in development of the policy. Sierra Club's deputy legal director Alex Levinson said the group would begin issuing subpoenas to corporations and groups, ordering them not to destroy any documents or notes related to meetings with the task force.
We want to put them on notice that they need to preserve anything that might be pertinent to what really happened in terms of their participation in formulating the Cheney Task Force energy policy.
Among the companies the Sierra Club says it most wants information from is a now bankrupt energy giant, Enron. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.